Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, AfterBuzz Bachelor Nation? How are you guys doing? We did it! We got to the end. We listened to our hearts. We found love. We sang songs. It was fantastic. My name is Mike Thielen. We are here for your entire Bachelor Listen to Your Heart finale recap, but of course, we're here with the awesome panel. Jeff is still off pursuing his music career in other places. Christine.
What up, y'all? I'm here. I'm sporting a new do. But
New hair.
Same but Christine. Same me. Yes, exactly.
And of course, we also have Rachel. What's up, Rachel?
Nothing. Just chilling. Hung out with some baby deer today. So
what?
Life's great. Yeah, I hung out with some baby deer and up here in Louisiana, and I don't know. Hi, everybody. Wow. I'm excited. So, yeah.
Did not expect there would be different fauna joining us on the show today. Fantastic. Guys, you know how we do it on the show. Today, we're going to run down the entire finale. We have some special guests popping in. Are we allowed to say? We're allowed to say. We've got the winners. So. Chris and Bree are going to be joining us here in about 15, 20 minutes. So be excited. Christine is up in the live chat. So you guys have questions for Chris and Brie, put them in there. We didn't get to enough of your questions for Brandon last week. So I want to make sure we get to as many of your questions that you guys are writing in as soon as possible. So write them in there. Christine's going to have them down. We're going to run through, give our overall thoughts and just break down this episode before we get to talk to our winners. But first off, let's go to Rachel. What'd you think overall thoughts of our finale here?
All right. Well, overall thoughts. I'm gonna be honest. I felt like the show was going up, and I felt a little disappointed with the finale. And I'm not gonna blame that on the contestants though, because I don't think that a lot of those songs were correct for them. There should have been at least one upbeat song and one slow song, or something like that. Because we did get a little bit with Brie and Chris with a nice upbeat song that they were able to play with a bit. But I just felt it was so like about them and being in love. And I'm like, I want to see a performance right now.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see them perform. This is the finale. Like, come on. So it fell a little flat for me. I think song choice wise, mainly.
Yeah. New hair, Christine. What'd you think?
I agree. I think Rachel said it really well. Like it was a little bit anticlimactic at this point. Especially me being a Moody fan, I was wanting to check out pretty early on in the episode, which we'll get into. But I agree. I think there should have been a different song selection, something more upbeat to show more of their stage presence. Because again, the show made that transition from solely being about the love connection to the performance aspect and kind of a hybrid of both. But it's weird that they would stress so much about the performance and then they really didn't judge it. I mean, they judged it, but they definitely put a lot more weight in the connection at that point. And I think there's so much more to like the star power that this kind of thing requires. And I would have wanted to see these last two couples like almost give me a little Natasha and Ryan, you know, like some stage working, you know, which Chris and Brie did do a bit of. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys said that. I'm glad as the non-music person on the panel, I wasn't the only one that thought that, because I was like, I really want some more upbeat. So I get, okay, it's gotta be loving. Maybe it's just me, but no, I was definitely disappointed in this episode. I am blaming it on the contestants. I'm going to blame it straight on Matt and Rudy, and we're going to get into it 100%. I hated that move with everything in my being. I was super disappointed in them. And I think because of that, the rest of the finale, I lost a little bit of interest right off the bat, and I was really kind of bummed out. So let's get into it. First off, just like you guys started saying, we got to sign songs. Matt and Rudy are still here for this, right? So really quickly, the songs, Matt and Rudy had Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston and It's Your Love by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Those are kind of dope songs. I think they could have done a lot with that, by the way, just to chime in.
Is it really a Whitney song? Oh, come on.
Jamie and Trevor got Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers and Speechless by Dan and Shay. And then, of course, Chris and Bree got Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan and Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran. Again, like we said, probably not much more to expound on. Kind of, they're really going in the love kind of direction. It's, I guess, trying to be kind of more intimate songs. But what do you think, besides what we said, Christine, just in general, these songs they got?
Well, I think Chris and Bree, well, they got one of my favorite songs by Adele, Make You Feel My Love. That literally moved me to tears. So I did enjoy that. I feel like, I don't know. They were somehow not what I would have picked for them, but also really appropriate for them at the same time. Because I feel like Jamie and Trevor also had a lot of fun with theirs. Again, some of the best performances we've seen from Jamie. Like, the last two episodes, man, that girl made me a fan. Like, complete 180 with how I feel about her. So there were elements that were nice. I actually do think Jamie and Trevor did a good job of, like, almost emceeing it a little bit. At one point in the middle, you know, she was like, working the crowd, saying this next song, you know. So, but yeah, I don't know. I also thought there was going to be a break in between. I don't know why, but they went right into each song and then got judged after.
Yeah, Rachel, would you have wanted some kind of break in between, or one team goes, then the other, then you know, like back and forth, something?
I think I would have liked that better, because I think that would have stirred up the competition a little bit more and would have made it, would have made them not maybe work harder, but
right.
I don't know, keep you on your toes, I guess, is maybe what I'm trying to say. But listen, when Matt and Rudy got those two songs, first off, It's Your Love by Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, or right?
Yeah.
I love singing that song personally. So I was extremely excited. I just recently learned that song with my boyfriend. So I recently performed that like a month ago. So I was so excited. I was like, yes, this is amazing. And then when I heard Saving All My Love For You, I'm like, they gave this girl a Whitney Houston song, you know, like throw away the key, lock the door. Like, I don't, whatever, close the book. I don't even know, whatever analogy there was. The fact that they gave her a Whitney Houston song, which, I mean, come on. Like,
let's just go right into it then, because you're teeing it up perfectly. So everybody kind of splits off to work on their songs, as they're prone to do. And then kind of very oddly, Matt and Rudy kind of separate. Matt goes aimlessly wandering the halls. Of course, we're in Nashville, right? She's just wandering around the halls with a camera crew following him, kind of brooding. And Rudy curls up on the bed, and then finally he comes back in. And we know he says, you know, I'm not really feeling this as much as I know the other couples are into each other. I don't think I can get there. You mean so much. Blah, 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 blah. We know they kind of self-eliminate, right?
Yeah.
I'll start us off. They're my favorite couple by far. This to me is extremely frustrating. I don't understand the reasoning behind this whatsoever. Forget the love aspect. If I'm them, I want everybody to hear me sing more. Let's get that record contract, whatever, just from a gamesmanship perspective. They made it to the very end. You might as well sing and perform. Now, let me add in the part that is supposed to go with this show, right, is the romance stuff. Totally get it. They said, you know, if they're not to the point where Chris and Brie are or Jamie and Trevor, why is that so bad? Why can't they be two people that have just started out dating and are performing on stage? They don't have to be ready to propose or, you know, be making out like crazy on the stage or anything like that. They're in a relationship. They seem to really care about each other and like each other. It can be enough to just date. They don't have to be on this eighth level of romance in order to perform, give a great performance as we've seen them do, and for it to be authentic and fun. I don't see what's so bad about that, Christine.
I agree. I think that, you know, just as much as we've all said the same thing, other listeners and viewers would actually relate to where they are and like how authentic they've been keeping their relationship the whole time. Because a lot of these great love songs will be about like the super, super heights of love or the depths of pain of when you break up. I think it would have been really refreshing to hear a couple like kind of figuring it out, going through those awkward stages of love together and growing in love together. Because think about it. Are you going to, you know, I want to pay to see that if we're talking this couple is going to get a contract and move forward. Like that's something I felt like I could see that Matt was really struggling with staying true to himself. And that's something that our guest last week, Brandon, brought up. You know, he's been hurt in the past.
Sure.
That immediately came to my mind that he has a lot of reservations, but there's nothing wrong with just owning the level that you're at. You said it perfectly. This is where we're at. either the audience and the judges will be receptive to it or not, but we're not trying to be anything other than what we are. And I feel like it was just a cop out to say nah, and to do it in Tennessee after they already got there.
Sure. What's so wrong about literally saying exactly how you feel to Rudy and seeing how she feels about it and saying, I still want to perform with you. We're not at that. And this is us, Rachel.
Yeah, he put too much pressure from the show and the production and everything that it was about, and constantly comparing himself to two other couples who, spoiler alert, because I did a Bachelor News Daily today, one of them might not be together anymore. So, I mean, you know, if you're going to go and compare yourself to other relationships, if you're going to go and compare yourself to other relationships, I do think that the pressure of, like I said, I think the pressure of the show, because like you said, Christine, he was struggling with it. And I agree with you, Christine. I read a tweet. It was like, Matt and Rudy are the perfect example of what a relationship really is. The highs and the lows, the ups mm-hmm. and the downs, not the perfect lovey-dovey 24/7, all coming up rainbows and sunshine. So right. I was so upset when they quit. I not only did I get excited about their song choices, and then we went in there and I'm looking the whole time. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I could not understand why Matt was doing this.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
It made me think of what you said last week after we were all so taken back by their performance of The Shallow. You were like, man, that made me think they're going to win it. And yes. I agreed with you, but then literally I was like, man, maybe I thought about it after the fact, like maybe that was the height of their, like what we got from them, you know, because they ended up leaving. And I feel like that performance to me solidified that they were the most talented couple on this show, no matter how it turned out, like in terms of just my personal taste, no shade to Chris and Bree or anything like that. But it's just, I mean, we got that performance, you know?
I mean, yeah. I'll continue the no shade train, and being completely honest, when they left, I said, oh, okay, Chris and Bree win.
Yeah.
I think Jamie and Trevor are very talented, but in a one-on-one battle, I didn't see them taking Chris and Bree. I really thought the battle was going to be between them and Matt and Rudy. I thought they're all kind of at the same level. I think Jamie and Trevor are still kind of working some stuff out or whatever. And again, we obviously know what happens. This is what I was thinking just at the time. I said, I don't know how much I got to watch anymore. I think Chris and Bree are going to take it no problem.
And even to that point, I feel like, because I also agree with Rudy when she did call out Matt and say like, why didn't you tell us this before we left for Tennessee, you know, sure. for Nashville. I almost think now with my tinfoil hat on,
yes.
the producers asked him to like, let them at least get to Nashville because they can edit that into the episode. Because if we had started up episode 6 with just these two couples, I think we all could have, like you said, figured out how this would have ended.
How it was going to end. Yeah.
You know,
maybe, but they break up, they say their goodbyes. Also, always interesting to me how the other contestants put it. They're like, well, I know you're following your heart. I was like, yeah, inside you're like, yes, I don't have to compete against them. Great. I don't know. I always think that's funny when people act like that because, of course you wanted them to go. Anyway, they break up and now we have our dates, right? So I thought not a lot of interesting stuff to honestly say about these dates. They're fantasy suite dates. We're Bachelor people. We know what that means. Jamie and Trevor go to the fantasy suite and who knows whatever they decide to do in there. It's not a windmill, but still a fantasy suite. And Chris and Bree decide to not go. Real quick, before I ask you guys what you thought, for me, the fact that Chris and Bree don't go to the fantasy suite further solidified for me why Matt and Rudy should have stayed around. I was like, see, they're not even doing anything like that overtly relationship-y. Yeah, they have a great connection, but they're not having to fall into this kind of trope or anything like that. Super frustrating. Speak on it real quick because our guests are ready to come in. So real quick, we'll bring them in right after. But Christine, what did you think of the dates real quick?
The dates, gosh, honestly, they were so quick in comparison to everything else.
Sure.
I don't have too much to say on it except that I did think that Jamie and Trevor had like a really genuine conversation. I was like, man, these two are so cute. And it made me sad to find out that they weren't still together after the show. I believed them in that moment.
I didn't write many notes down about the dates. They were a little uneventful for me, but I will say that I respected Bree and Chris's decision for going the fantasy suite, which I thought it was one of the realest moments that we've seen in Bachelor Nation. And for two people to actually come together and agree on something like that is very commendable and respectful. And then, and then Jamie Trevor, I mean, you could definitely tell the next day that they had a great time.
They had a great time. Let's get through the rest of this episode because it's hard for guests. So it's going to be hard for Chris and Bree to kind of self-evaluate. So real quick, let's just get through the end. Guys, if you're watching us, remember, get your questions in. Let Christine know what you want to know because she's going to fire off these questions. Super quick, our judges, of course, the Bachelor royalty, Jason and Caitlin, and then Rita Wilson. This must have been right before her and Tom got coronavirus, by the way. I thought, okay, luckily everything's fine. Jewel and Tay Diggs, of course. Everybody comes out, sings the songs. Of course, Chris and Bree go on to win. Real quick, my take on it. I thought Jamie and Trevor were actually pretty low energy, and I wanted more. I wasn't like feeling it. I thought it was a good performance, but I wasn't jumping out of my seat. I thought Chris and Bree did a much better job. I like how they walked out and kind of separately worked the crowd and then came back together. Mm-hmm. I thought they nailed it and were obvious winners. Super quick. Rachel?
Yeah, Jamie and Chris, I mean, as much as I think Jamie has grown, I'm sorry, Jamie and Trevor. Trevor to me, when he performs, it's always very low. It seems like very low energy, and I'm always wanting more from him. I'm always wanting him to hit some bigger notes, be a little more aggressive, and I feel like he's a very laid back performer. And so I was just kind of like, you know, this isn't a coffee shop anymore. This is a big stage. You're in Nashville. Let's go. This is the finale. Bree and Chris.
But just to touch on
Bree and Chris. Yeah. I mean, they were, I thought that they did an amazing job. Just like you said, working the crowd, especially on that second song, really took it to another level. And I think really put them over the top at that point.
Agreed. You literally said everything I was thinking. Yeah. I want to get to our guests.
Awesome. Let's get to our guests. Guys, get your questions in. Christine is still reading. We want to ask them. Without further ado, producer Bree, bring in the winners of season one Bachelor. Listen to your heart, Chris and Bree. Chris and Bree.
Hey, guys.
What is up, guys?
How are you?
Hold on.
Oh, and then there's Bree on the other side. Like,
we can hear Chris. Chris can't hear us.
You know, Bree, if you only knew how often this happened.
Technology.
Bree, I'll tell you what, Bree, you've been confusing our production staff the entire time because one of our main producers is also called Bree, or named Bree, and she's always like, there's no one ever has my name. So it's always Bree, and she's very confused. Chris, how you doing, man? Can you hear us?
What's up? I got you guys.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Super glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Awesome to be here.
Man, we had Brandon on the show last week, and the fans said I was too easy on him, so get ready. We're going to go in on you guys.
No.
But congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We're so excited.
Thank you so much. We were really so pumped, so excited. Thank you.
That's awesome. Where you guys are obviously quarantining separate. Where are you guys?
So I'm currently in Utah.
Yes, and I'm in Mar Vista, Los Angeles. I was like, I shouldn't say my neighborhood, but then it was already there. So I'm in LA.
I love your neighborhood. I love Mar Vista.
Yeah, don't tell anybody else. It's a terrible place. Don't move here.
Move to Silver Lake.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
Silver Lake is pricey.
You guys obviously won. I don't know if you've seen any of our recaps or any of our shows, but we have been riding with you two from the beginning. I've constantly said how I'm disappointed they're not letting Chris play more instruments because I feel like you're just nailing all the instruments. The dates you were playing them, I was like, why isn't this guy getting to play more instruments? And Bree, just the connection, you guys, it was awesome. I'll be straight up honest with you guys. We had the two of you, or at least me, let me speak for myself. I had the two of you battling Matt and Rudy in the very end. I thought it was going to come down to you guys versus each other and it was going to be a great showdown. Obviously, we didn't get that. But hey, we're happy you guys won. We're excited. We got everybody watching us live. They're going to be shooting in questions here. But Christina, why don't you get us started?
Yeah, definitely. Mike, I feel like you teed it up pretty great. We've been rooting for you guys this entire time to win. Just really quick, your thoughts on just how incredible this feels to win and like what the fan reception has been like so far.
Oh, it's been incredible. Yesterday was just, you know, it was a lot to take in. And so I feel like Chris and I got to really, things got to slow down today and we got to really feel it. And I was just really emotional all day. Like I just kept checking my Instagram and all these messages and from the fans, I didn't know what to expect. And I don't think I was expecting everyone to be so loving and welcoming, you know, of us. So I'm just grateful.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Grateful, overwhelmed, and just, it's just simply the coolest thing. It's just, cause like, I feel like what it is, it's like we won for us, but by winning for us, we won for everybody else. Like we've had friends from elementary school to friends that I met a month before the show, like who've reached out and it's like, you guys are awesome. Like so happy. So that's just the coolest thing to like, it's a win for everybody.
You know what else is the coolest thing? Your debut album, Chris and Bree, debuted at number 9 on the iTunes chart. And I just checked, it's currently sitting at number 6.
Tell them.
That's awesome.
Moving on up, like that's amazing. I think it really speaks to the fact that not only has the Bachelor community embraced you guys, but like the music scene as a whole. And like, that's such amazing. That's so amazing to make such a splash like this.
Yeah,
especially when we were told what the prize was gonna be. You know, we're musicians, I'm not saying that people watching aren't musicians, but like real musicians, you hear, oh, you guys get to make an album. We're like, okay, let's hope this is going to be good. We don't know what we're going to do. Like, what's the time constraint? Like, so we were just so ecstatic that we pulled it off and just so ecstatic that everybody likes it. Like, that's the coolest thing.
Well, obviously the coronavirus threw like such a wrench in some of your plans in terms of like, you know, forcing you to record the album separately. And I don't think we're getting a tour right now with all things considered. Can you just tell our viewers about like what it was like to record remotely and some of the challenges you faced and maybe some of the things that might've made it easier for you guys?
Yeah. So after the show ended, I was able to go down to Los Angeles 2 different weekends and, you know, experience kind of real life with Chris. We still had to like be in hiding. So it was like half, and then we got to meet up with District 78, the music producers from the show and the Final Rose band, you know, the band from the show. And that really was incredible how the timing, you know, worked out because without being in that studio with them and getting to, you know, build a connection off show, it set us up for the lockdown and, you know, having to do it all through FaceTime. So yeah, I recorded in a studio here in Utah and in my headphones in the studio, I had Chris in my ear and I had like 5 guys. I think I had like 7 people in my ear at once. I don't know. And so it was super stressful and I'm wearing gloves. It just wasn't ideal, you know?
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And it, again, just like the show taught us that we can do anything. We thought we had already done it because it was crazy, but then you add this and I'm just really proud of what we came up with and, you know, it was good.
Yeah, definitely. Rachel, I know you wanted to get into some questions about the album.
So you have 5 original songs and you have 5 covers. So these original songs, were they songs that you had already written previously prior to being on the show? I mean, they found you 360, you know, Your Touch, I Do, Heart Open. They're all very loving songs, it sounds like. So were these songs that you wrote together? How did these come about?
So like the first song that we started writing was I Do. And that was before we even saw each other again. And so we were just, you know, if you barely like somebody and you're like, oh, this is really good. Oh, this is really good. Oh, I can't even see you. And so you're just like over FaceTime, like, I'm trying to kiss your lips. I'm trying to feel this. And then you just like, you put it in the song. And so it's like the sensuality of that song, like kind of came through in the beginning. And then we just made the artistic, you know, roundabout of it. And a few of these songs we collaborated on, Found You, Tony, his last name is evading me right now.
Hemmings?
But, Tony Hemmings, yeah. Like he helped us co-write that song and he gave us a good chunk of it and we had to put our essence into it. But when we first heard that song, we were like, okay, we know we're taking a soul with marriage, but like, let's actually just get married so that we can sing the song and like feel everything. So
you were in the White Chapel. You had the opportunity, Chris.
You fooled us. That was
come
a
on.
Out.
I was the whole time we're about to watch it. I'm like, they're about to get married. I lived in Las Vegas for 6 years. So I know that place. So I'm over here going, oh my Lord, they're about to get married. Chris gonna turn around. He's gonna say, let's just do it, babe. Let's just do it. And then it didn't happen. So I was just like, but that was the
producer. We were this close.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I was wearing white. Like, I didn't even know where we were going, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we did know where we were going. So
it's a foreshadowing with that date. I feel like the producers were like, hey, guys, this is what we want.
Yep. They're like, go ahead. If you just want to say your names instead, you know, of a couple getting married.
No, it's true. If we would have wanted to get married, they would have married us right then.
It would have been great. The Bachelor franchise.
Yes.
It's all about putting that ring on it at the end of the day.
Yep.
speaking of the show, you guys were, you know, got a great edit. You were so solid throughout. We honestly felt like there were so many fake outs with the editing as to like you guys having issues. And I'm sure you had your fair share that maybe we didn't see, but I want to know from you, is there anything that, any aspect of your relationship that you wish viewers saw more of? You know, maybe some of your silly side, some of the inside jokes you guys had, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. They for sure focused on the more serious side of our love, and that's very real in there. But, the other half of us is just, you know, we act like children and we're just stupid. And that's probably why they didn't show it, because it was just, you know, not good TV. but yeah, just definitely more of, you know, our personalities and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Like, you know, I've been through some very traumatic things in my life. And it's because I've been through all those things that I'm able to just be so happy and just be so fun and be myself. And that's the reason that I'm with Bree, is because I'm like carefree. And I just don't care. If I like you, I'm gonna tell you what's up. You know what I'm saying? So I wish that some of the more fun came out, but it's a show about love. So if they show the love, then give them the love.
What was it like watching back the entire show? You were there for the entire time, so you got to see all the stuff that we didn't. Were you surprised how it was edited? Were you surprised what they showed with all the other couples?
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Bria's like, yes.
Was it surreal?
Yeah, it was weird. You know, you have your take and perspective, and you're also not there for everything. And so watching it back and seeing, you know, what they choose to focus on and what people said, and it was just a lot, and I wasn't expecting the storyline to kind of go how it went, even though it was all there, you know what I mean?
Yeah
I agree, because like, you know, we're always interviewing and stuff like that, so sometimes we honestly got back to the mansion and they're like, oh, this is kind of going on, or something's different, and like we have no idea what actually happened until we see the episode with everybody else. So
yeah, like, did you know that you were getting really gypped out on that date to go have a picnic?
I was just about to talk about
that. Ryan got to go and have like a massage. And
I went and took a freaking nap. I was like, fine. I helped him get ready for his date. And then I remember I was like, you look way too good right now and you're not going with me. And I just left the room and I went and took a nap. Like, go off on all your day.
Yes. Yes, girl.
Yeah. I mean, on that date, Rudy and I, we got an ab workout the entire time, because we were just laughing the entire time. And, you know, we were on the date and like we finished a whole bottle of champagne. They're like, nobody usually drinks or eats on the dates. And it's like, well, we're not on a date. Like,
right.
We're hanging out.
We're hanging out in the backyard. Y'all know where we at. Y'all drove us here. And then they just walk. Like, it was funny. So
they really got shortchanged on that date.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. No, I was just curious what y'all thought when Chris Harrison walked in. First off, what you thought every time he walked in and said, all right, now you must be in love. And now you must do this. And you're like, but I was curious when he came in and he said, okay, you're all going on different days with different people. Were you like, why? Did y'all know about the whole Julia shared? Were you thinking that was why they did that? Or were you just like kind of thrown off by that? I wasn't thrown off. I was just a little surprised that they were doing that, because what the hard thing about it is, you know, you'd overcome these giant obstacles and you finally feel like you can breathe. And then the next morning, Chris Harrison walks in and then you have automatic PTSD and you're just like, what is he going to say this time? And I love him, but it took a second to like, you know, be okay to see his face again. But yeah, you know, I think that we're all kind of expecting Brandon and Julia to kind of give it a go.
Yeah. What did you think? Obviously, we talked before you guys jumped on the most recent, you know, the finale. What did you guys think of Matt and Rudy's departure? because for I'll tell you what basically what we said, and I think I can speak for the three of us. We're very surprised that they left. They weren't connecting with each other to the extent that you guys were. But the entire time we've been saying, you know, that's okay. You guys have only known each other for weeks, if that. What's the big deal with saying, I like you, we're kind of casually dating or whatever, we're into each other, but we're not this crazy in love, and going and having a wonderful performance. And then the fact that you guys chose to not go to the fantasy suite, to me, solidified even more why they should have just stayed. Because you can see it's okay to just have this kind of relationship and say what it is and still perform and kind of go on. What'd you guys think when they came and told you they're leaving?
I mean, we were definitely shocked and just hurt more than anything else, because we knew no matter what, we respect everyone's decision on the show. It's a difficult, crazy experience. And we all wanted to finish and cross the finish line together.
Right.
At the same time, everybody, to my knowledge and to Bree's knowledge, lived out their truth on the show. We all know that, you know, we're going to be on ABC. So of course we're going to be singing. It's going to be great for our careers, whatever.
Right.
We weren't willing to sell out just to be there, just to perform, just to make her look good, just to make me look good. And I feel like that's just like what it came to at the end of the day. Matt's an integral person, an integral musician. And he's like, I'm not feeling it. My heart's not all the way in it. Like these other two couples are. And maybe he felt that, you know, they really deserve their shot at the grand prize. So I think that's what happened.
Amen.
Fair enough. I wanted them to perform anyway.
Oh, believe me. No,
I appreciate that. No, I know.
Like, we wanted them to perform more than anybody else in the world, because we were the ones that were in it together. Me and Jamie and Trevor and Bree. But it's the way it is.
Yeah. I almost feel like there was like a part in the commercial that they teased where you guys were all talking and Jamie's like, they could have won that. And like, I don't feel like that was shown. Like, there were certain parts I was like, I would have loved to see more of your reaction. But again, we're all on the same page. We would have loved to see them take the stage with you. Speaking of Matt and Rudy and your other co-stars, we've got a lot of questions in the chat.
Great.
Kind of wanting to know about, like, what was your favorite performance that you guys did together on the show and of your castmates?
My favorite performance we did was Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really need to explain. What was your favorite, Chris?
It is Lover, but to expand, the finale was one of the most fun times that I've ever had singing, and I know that Bree's ever had singing. So more than anything, the finale was just so much fun, and it's like, man, this is such a crazy show. This is all over. Wow. So yeah.
Well, I'm glad it was fun and not too much nerves. So would you say it was more fun than nerves?
The finale was way more fun than nerves. All the other performances had a good bit of nerves. I feel like Lover had the next least amount of nerves. So that's why it's the next best for me. So.
Were you always happy, to the song choices, were you always happy? Or do you wish you had had choices throughout the entire show?
Looking back, you know, we were given mostly ballads that weren't duets. And I wouldn't have changed that, because I think, you know, Chris and I really accomplished what we needed to, because we kept it pretty equal between the two of us. You know, we weren't trying to outshine each other. But you know, now it's like, oh, it would have been really cool to get this like crazy song and showcase this, this, and this, but we weren't thinking about that at the time. We were just really into each other, obviously. And so it worked out.
No, for sure. I mean, I think, like, you know, some of the songs we got weren't necessarily like in our favorite genres of music to always sing, but we had to think about how, one, we're prepared for this because we're already here. And then two, it's not about me and it's not about Bree. It's about us together. And so it's like, is this song good for us? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were all great songs for us. So yeah.
Christine, what else are our friends asking?
Our friends in the chat are, it's a little all over the place, I'll be honest. Candace Lavelle says, is this the first time that either of you have been in an interracial relationship? Which I would love to know as well, because that's something that they didn't really harp on in the show.
Yeah, because they didn't talk about a lot of our personalities on the show. But that's fine. That's TV. What else are you going to do? That's TV, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, no, it's not.
Cool. Yeah.
This is my first serious one.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, nice. I, you know, the show.
Cut and dry question.
I know it's a hard question. I did want to give our viewers a chance to put that in there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I asked him immediately. I'm like, am I the first white girl you've dated? And he's like, no, you know, you just, you want to know those things.
You do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I've also dated interracially too. And I understand like the kind of challenges that may have posed, you know, like things are also changing a little bit too. So it's also kind of refreshing that it wasn't like a source of contention maybe, or that they tried to like manufacture some drama out of that. Because as much as we love this franchise, they're known to go there. And it was kind of nice that they left you guys just untouched.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
It was, we felt very comfortable, and we actually didn't really even think about it till later when people started saying stuff online, you know what I'm saying? So it was a really safe, great environment that way.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, any relationship is about the people who are in it. So I love, as much as I love all the love that I'm getting, unfortunately, I don't know them, and they're still strangers. And so it's the same thing with all the haters. You say, I don't know you. So who are you to say anything? So it's like, I just don't care. Like, you know, that's somebody else's opinion about what it means to be an interracial relationship.
We watched you for 8 weeks. We basically know everything about you, and you fully have the right to know.
And like one other thing is I, you know, something that's really fun to me are people who get to comment on like how our singing performances or things like that. But it's like, we've been singing our entire lives. This is just, these are like two or three performances. So
I would love to know myself, you know, when did you, you know, become a musician, or when did these, you know, was this when you were very young? Did it happen in your middle school, high school? Like, I would love to know y'all's musical journeys, like individually.
Yeah.
So I got started very late. I battled undiagnosed celiac disease for about 19 years. And so it caused a lot of damage, and I was just sick. And so it wasn't until about like 6-7 years ago that I started to feel normal and healthy and good enough to do things. And I was in and out of college, and I always wanted to do music, but I honestly didn't think that I could make a living off of it. And I was just trying to go the traditional way, and I had friends and family that supported me, but it's just so hard to know where to start, you know? So finally I just decided, and it wasn't easy, and I still went up and down, but you know, I spent about like 2 straight years as a studio recording artist trying. I feel like I tried so many different things, so it's really, really awesome to be here now, but it's a really tough road and a tough decision to be a musician or an artist of any kind.
Yeah.
It is.
And yeah, as you answer that, Chris, as well, like for both of you, did you ever see yourself like on the path to your dreams ever being like a duo, like a, you know, or just, or were you always set on being a solo act? You know, Chris, you play a lot of different instruments. Like, you guys both have so many different talents, and just how this all kind of unfolded this way.
Well, it's funny. So it's this cool. So she's, Christine, you're Haitian, right?
Yes. That's how we connected. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to have a contest.
Oh, really?
They wanted us to speak Creole.
Test the language. Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, well, you win. Go ahead. No, but my mom always like kind of like said like, hey, like maybe the way that you break is like you link up with somebody, you know, every man needs a pretty girl on his arm. Like, once you get a pretty girl on your arm that could sing, you know what I'm saying? So it was like kind of something in the back burner to me, and like, you know, really hearing that from my mom, and you know, if you have a good mother, she's always right. It was like, as I was moving to LA and doing music full time, I've been in LA doing music full time for 4 years, different opportunities started to come. And so I'm like, hey, I just have to be open to what different opportunities may come about, because I don't know what's gonna really carry me. I don't really know what my life plan is. It's like, you know, it's my job to plan, it's God's, you know, job to direct. So I'm just going to try to plan as much as I can and take opportunities as they come. But long short story is, I've been playing music my whole life, singing when I was young, playing the drums, and then played guitar 10 years ago. So yeah.
So we've got that joint album. Any plans to maybe do some solo projects as well, and like support each other through that as like a follow-up or another album together? I know I'm jumping way far ahead, but like, the people want more.
So. We've thought of all the things. So yeah, we're already working on new music because we're just obsessed with it. And I think the cool thing about Chris and I, you know, he's 30, I'm 28. So we've spent so much of our time as solo artists and pursuing that. And so that's still very much there and a part of who we are. and then suddenly just overnight becoming a duo, you know, we still have our own identities. And so to just balance that, you know, for the future, I think that there will be a fair share of both, but definitely cool. More music from us and tours and all the things.
Yeah. Aww. Barring quarantine stuff, any plans to move, either of you?
Like,
yeah.
The beard. I have a beard. I've got to touch it. I want to use
the beard.
It's a requisite.
Obviously that would be me because you're not going to move to Utah. but yeah, I had plans to, you know, hopefully move there soon. And then all of this happened. So we're taking it day by day, but for sure I will be back and forth a lot when it's safe again. And then eventually, you know, I guess I'll move there.
Yeah, you gotta come hang out with all of us, girl.
I know. Where are you? What's up?
It's true. It's true. I mean, I'm missing out.
We've done this in studio.
Well, no, I understand her apprehension. LA might take a minute to love. So yeah. I love LA now, but
yeah. That's a fact.
I just moved to LA a year ago, and I've been quarantined in Louisiana for 3 months now with my boyfriend. So,
it's a weird time.
It's a very strange time. I feel very weird, but LA does take a minute to get to love and to get used to. But if you got this amazing man on your arm, you'll be fine.
Tell him.
Definitely can. Hey, before we sign off, Christine, anything else in our friends in the chat real quick?
Our chat is just loving you. Lots and lots of congratulations. Saying that you guys were wonderful. Yeah, you guys killed it. More of you guys killed it. We answered a lot of questions about like, what's next? Really quick, I guess, I don't know if you can answer this, but like how much time has passed since you were crowned the winner? Because we only just saw it now.
It's been a little over 2 months. Sorry.
Yeah.
Two months, 3 months?
I think.
Three months. Gosh, it's May.
It is May.
I know.
Almost June.
Yeah.
Who keeps track of time?
Funny in quarantine, right?
Yeah. That is a mental construct.
Thank you so much for joining us. True, just a joy and honor to have you guys on the show. We really appreciate it. Stick around on Zoom real quick after we sign off. We just want to say a personal goodbye to you guys and thanks again. But before we do sign off, go ahead, tell everybody, you know, where they can follow you. Shout out the album. Everybody go and download and stream right now. Bree?
Ooh, okay. So our album is out everywhere. If you want to go to chrisandbreemusic.com, that can kind of guide you on where to buy it, where to stream it. And yeah, just we're feeling the love and just keep letting us know what your favorite songs are. And there will be a tour at some point.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll be touring online next. We'll let you guys know where our online concerts are. You could follow Bree at Bree Styles, me at Tell 'Em Watson, and both of us at Chris and Bree Music. So yeah.
Yay.
Nice. So Rachel?
On Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Yes.
Now, this is going to be sad.
Oh.
Because for the last sign off, because the other big news is this is Christine's final show here on AfterBuzz, at least for a little bit, but for right now. So Christine, give them one more shout out where they need to follow you right now for sure, because they're not going to see you on here.
Oh man, this is heartbreaking, but you guys can keep up with me on Instagram at Christine I Alexis and on Twitter at Christine Bean. Still going to be here in LA, hopefully hanging out with you awesome people at some point, but
yes.
Moving on to some big career changes. And I'm just so grateful to have been covering the show for so long and you guys letting me spew all my bachelor thoughts. So love you guys so much. And so, so grateful to you, Bree and Chris, for making this the best final show that I could have asked for.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
so
thanks,
much.
Guys. Yeah. Again, stick around for a second with us after the show. You guys, thank you so much for watching us yet again. We wrapped another season of Bachelor. We're going to still be here for you guys for the upcoming seasons of The Bachelor. What are they calling the retrospective, Christine?
The most unforgettable ever.
We're going to be here for that. We're going to be here for Clip Season and Paradise and everything that you guys are going to do. And of course, AfterBuzz has got you guys covered for all the shows you love to watch throughout this entire quarantine and beyond. So be sure to subscribe to us. Give us a big thumbs up and 5-star reviews. My name is Mike Thieling. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Again, from my panel, Chris and Bree, thank you guys so much. And we'll see you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.